Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. Today, we are going to talk about handmade. We have a person who is the expert of this, Matt Cressy. Matt is the founding director of MIT Integrated Design and Management. Hi, Matt, 你好。
你好。Hi, Xiaolan. How are you?
Yeah, good. Good to see you again.
Good to see you too.
Right. Yeah, you are the founding director of MIT Integrated Design and Management, and it's a pretty new organization, but you are doing so well, attracting lots of attention and students and collaborations. Can you tell us more about it?
Sure. About 2.5 years ago, I came to MIT to create a new program, a graduate program, that would focus on the integration of design with business and engineering. You know, and here at MIT, we have very strong engineering and business schools, but there was no real understanding or emphasis on design. Mm-hmm. And so IDM was able to bring a very strong design component to those disciplines. And working collaboratively in an interdisciplinary team, students are, you know, and professionals are able to create products that are far more beautiful and pleasing to the customer
right.
than without the design component.
Yeah, and also more practical as well.
Yeah, yeah. The other thing that's unique about our program is that we're really focusing on creating leaders. And so we talk a lot about philosophy and about what it is to have a meaningful life and what it is to do meaningful things in the world. And so we select students mm-hmm. that are predisposed to do good in the world. And we look for evidence of that in their history, mm-hmm. in the work that they've done and on their resumes. And so we get these cohorts that are very cohesive and very united in this mission. Not only do something that's beautiful and profitable, but also do something that improves the lives of everyone around them.
Mm-hmm. And if you take a very holistic view that you not only convert something theoretical into practical and also something from the pure engineering into design and, of course, has to be appreciated in real life.
So true. And that's also another unique quality. So we do talk theoretically and conceptually, mm-hmm. but we always ground the students in making something. They have to use materials, and we actually have workshops set up for them, and they have to learn how to draw, and they have to learn, you know, how to use foam core or hot glue guns or how to use a 3D printer. They have to use, so in that way they connect the theoretical and the conceptual mm-hmm. to actually making something that other people can benefit from.
That's so cool, because nowadays everybody is promoting the beauty of mass production and automation. And in this case, you want them to get their hands dirty.
Oh, absolutely.
Right. So now we all need to get our hands dirty. Should we say how to say handmade?
I'm ready.
Okay. We say 手工.
手工.
That's it. Only two words. 手工.
手工.
Yeah. 手 is the hand.
Okay. 手.
手 is the third tone.
手.
Yeah. 手. So when we have the third tone in Chinese, we sort of make an effort. Just go down first and then up. 手.
手.
手. 手 is the hand. And in Chinese, the beauty is there's no plural or singular. Ah. So when I say 手, you don't know. Is that one hand or two or many?
Aha.
So 手.
手.
Yeah. And the second word, 工. 工 means work.
Ah.
Yeah.
工.
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 And the character for 工 is very straightforward. Two horizontal lines, one on top of each other. In between, there's a vertical line.
With two horizontal lines and a vertical. Yep, that's an I-beam.
Yeah.
Right?
That's the Chinese character for work.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now next time you saw the I-beam, you know that's Chinese character for work.
That's great. I'm sure I'm going to remember that.
Right. 手工 is handmade.
手工.
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 Yeah. So anything made by hand, uh-huh. you can say handmade noodles. 手工面. 面 is noodles.
手工面.
Yeah, 手工面. Now next time you go to the shop and then they claim it's handmade, you have to ask carefully, is that machine made or handmade? You say 手工面吗? 吗 is the question, the spoken question mark. They say 手工面吗?
Aha, awesome.
Yeah, and so what else can be made out of hand? A lot of things, right?
Oh, yeah.
Tables, machines, you can even handmade a robot.
Yep.
before you have robots to make robots, you handmade a robot.
That's right. Clothing, ceramics. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Think of all the arts and crafts. Yeah. Yeah.
And so you said in your program, IDM, students, they will have to learn how to make things, 手工.
That's right.
By their hands. Yeah.
That's right. So I will tell them that.
Yeah, that's amazing. Right. Were you one of those people who built your own house?
I did.
Okay, that's incredible. So you need to know everything, basically.
Yeah. I had help, you know, at a certain point. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, I'm going to design and build my house. Mm-hmm. My wife is an architect, so.
That helped.
Yeah, it helped. We made a beautiful design. And then it came down to, okay, well, how do you build a wall? Mm-hmm. You know, and there's methods to that. And with a house, there's actually regulations. Like you have to make sure you meet certain codes, certain requirements so that the house is safe and doesn't burn down or have an electrical fire.
Right. You had workers helping you?
Yep. And so I brought in people to kind of work on one project at a time, mm-hmm. and I'd watch how they do it. And then I would, you know, a lot of them became my friends and they would let me help them. And then eventually they're like, yeah, you can just do that on your own. So I would, you know, make those modifications on my own. And
right.
So that's how you kind of ease into things. You know, you have this desire to do it and then you find a way.
Yeah. So you have some help. And the way to say some people come to help with the work, we say 人手. Yeah. 人手. 人 is person and 手, if you remember, is the hand.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So another pair of hands to help. 人手.
人手.
Yeah, the way you curl your tongue, that's perfect. 人手.
Okay.
Yeah, 人手. So when we say worker, all we need to do is to put work together with person. So we say work is 工, and then person is 人 again.
Yeah.
So 工人 is worker.
工人.
Yeah, 工人.
And then 人手
is a helping hand.
Helpers. I see.
Yeah. We say 工人 is working person, a worker. If we swap the two, we put person in front and then work in behind. Then 人工, that means artificial.
Huh. Wow.
Person's work. So
yeah.
Artificial intelligence is very trendy now, has these two words, 人工. Yeah, that means artificial.
人工.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah, wow. Man-made.
Yeah. In some ways, I find Chinese to be an easier system than English.
It is. It's quite logical.
Yeah, it's very logical. And, you know, you want to ask a question, you just say ma.
Exactly.
The question. I mean, it's really handy, you know.
Yeah.
And I've also, are there tenses in Chinese? Like past, future tense?
No.
Right. So you would say something and then you'd say tomorrow or specify a time.
Yeah.
So it's very, it's very logical. I love that.
Yeah. So it's a simple logic, very easy language to master, basically.
That's great.
Right. So today we talk about handmade, 手工.
手工.
Thank you so much for sharing your amazing organization as a founding director of MIT IDM. Thank you, Matt.
Oh, 不客气.
不客气. Oh, 不客气. That means you are welcome. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you've learned. Until next time, 再见. 再见.